Strive for improvement. Time for the blueprint. Minds to elevate, thrive, and demonstrate. Planting a movement. Sow the seeds, educate the flourish. Building up the team, our network of purpose. Industry is green, only scratch the surface. Know this calling is deep, nobody gonna outwork us. Yeah, we chasing greatness, trying to give the code. Moving up with patience, foundation stone. Doing what it takes, we're here to break the mold. This for anyone who wanna level up. Let's grow.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Plant Movement Podcast. Boy, am I excited to finally let you guys know what we've been working on behind the scenes at A's Ornamental Nursery, putting our money where our mouth is. Literally, you guys are going to be listening to what it takes to grow and really becoming fearless. And everything that we talk about, this is something that we live each and every day with the nursery. But now it's getting a little bit more intense because now we're putting more money into investing into our future, investing into growing opportunities, and investing into the green industry because we believe in it. So without further ado, guys, this episode is very, very powerful. There's a lot of hard-hitting moments in this episode. So take it, write some notes, and you guys already know. Enjoy the episode. Eddie, hit him with the fire. Guys, I hope you guys are doing well. You guys are staying in tune and touch with what's going on around the world and inside of the green industry, how it intertwines. Thank you guys for listening to us in your cars, at home, with your AirPods on, cleaning the house, doing whatever it is you're doing, digging the holes outside, planting, whatever it is, guys. We love you and we're here for you and we're just glad to be in your ear today.
Truly.
So today, the title says it all, basically. But we're going to dive in. Eddie's got a bunch of questions for me in regards to what's going on and what we're doing. You know, the time to invest heavily into whatever's next, there's never a right time. You can always make a million excuses. But I like to sit back and really think on what are the nays and what are the yays. And if the yays overpower the nays, we're going to go hard. So, guys, so we are sitting on a 20-acre piece of property that we're doing a mobile podcast here today just to have something different, different atmosphere. You guys watching on YouTube, you guys can see it. If not, you guys want to check it out, you can go on YouTube. But it's beautiful. So you're going to hear some wind. You're going to hear some tractors, maybe some machines.
Some tractors.
It is what it is. Maybe an airplane or two.
A few box trucks coming in.
So don't freak out. Don't think it's, if you're driving, don't think it's someone behind you coming up with a loader.
Or we're on an airplane or something.
So I have no clue what Eddie has for me in regards to this, but I want to jump into that because I feel like I don't want to, you know, answer a question that he already might have to ask me later. So let's shoot, man. I'm excited, boys.
Woo! Okay. So let's get this going.
Let's do it.
On this beautiful windy day here in Miami, Florida. So let's start with what motivated you to invest $3 million in a 20-acre property for the wholesale business?
Well, what motivates me to do so is this is really the 401k.
Okay.
Right? It's the 401k, not just for me, but to create opportunities for others. I feel like there's never enough money. You can give me $100 million tomorrow, and I'll say that it's not enough. Because the more you have, at least for me, the more I want to bless, the more I want to give back, because I don't believe that the money's mine. I feel like it's rented and leased while you're on earth. And God gives it to specific people. So it's like, give me $100 million, we'll use it up, we'll bless everybody, we'll create crazy opportunities, and then we're going to need more. So to answer your question, I feel like that's really one of the reasons why. Also, it ties into, which I don't know if this is on any of the questions, but it ties into what to do with money. Okay. You know, I always talk about gathering up money, saving it to then invest it into the next thing. And I know investing for a lot of people's tough because it does take long to save up money to go and invest it into something, and it's scary, especially if you don't have confidence doing so, which confidence comes from constant repetition of winning on that, in that avenue or whatever it is that you guys are trying to do. But really, it's that, man. It's really going. And also that facing that fear of, can we actually accomplish it? That's a whole other thing, like with the economy, the way the world is, the way everything is. It's like,
so you like the challenge?
I love challenges, man. If I don't have a challenge, I feel like my day didn't go well. You know, I gotta have a challenge. So this is the next challenge on top of other challenges, but this is like a money challenge and a crunch time challenge. But I don't know, man, I see nothing but bright lights.
Okay, perfect. And like, for people that are like, you know, just starting to listen to us, let's say, for example,
love you guys,
How do you envision utilizing the property to enhance your wholesale operations?
Product right now in South Florida, in the southern half of Florida, is scarce. There is a lot of product, but there's a lot of product that's not up to the par of like that top tier client would want. So one, we get to utilize it to grow things that we see hard to find. We're also gonna be doing pre-booking orders for people. So that's another thing that's cool with this property is we're gonna get a landscaper that has projects coming up 6 months from now. We're gonna grow the product, and that way we have it here in-house. The cost for him is gonna be less versus us going and brokering and holding it and all of that stuff. So he gets to, you know, minimize the cost on his end. And then we're also doing it for a customer that's up in the New York, Jersey region as well. We're gonna be doing palms for him. So it just creates opportunity in that, where it's like, yeah, we're filling it up. We got to invest all this money. But, you know, some of it's already guaranteed to sell. It's already pre-booked. There's already money put on the table. And I see it as that. I see it as opportunity to create more opportunities for the people that are in the industry that need good quality product, that are looking for specific things that aren't available. It's like if you guys are listening and you're like, man, I need this. It's like, hey, call us because we can set up a piece over here to be able to get it done for you.
Perfect. Yeah. And with that, so why here? Like, can you elaborate on the strategic advantages of this particular location for your business?
Wow. I like your questions, bro. coming in right. So one, it's right down the street from our office. So this will be property number 10. We don't own all of them. With this property, it'll be close to 60 acres.
That you own.
That we own down here in Miami-Dade County. We own land in other spots, but down here in Miami-Dade, which was a goal of mine when I was a kid, to have 60 acres by the time I was 65. And here we are, 35. So thank God for that. So one, it's close. Two, we have, by it being close, we have all the guys that we already have. It's easy to come, easy to go, spraying, everything, loading trucks. Everything is good here. One, I know the market. The real estate market here is something that I know very well. Remember, guys, real estate cannot be duplicated. So it is a very, very good asset to have. I don't know, man. I just love the property.
So, and it came at the right time.
So, yeah. So God's timing is always right. It definitely did come at the right time. The money was in place to be able to get it at the right time. The funding, everything. Everything happened at the right time to be able to pull the trigger and do it. So when that happens, like you, at least from what I've learned, is if you can make it happen, you go. Forget about what could happen and the negative and all that crap. Mm-hmm. If you dwell on that, of course it's going to be negative. Of course, I can think of a million reasons not to do this.
Okay.
But I can also think of 2 million reasons to do this.
Yeah, so this next question kind of, you know, like ties everything together that you've kind of already kind of mentioned. Mm-hmm. It says, what market trends or opportunities influence your decision to make such a significant investment at this time?
Well, I see it as opportunities is crazy, man. Like right now we're in a downturn of a market. I know everybody in the industry feels it. It's a little bit slower than normal, especially springtime. What's going on? Why? Oh my gosh. It's not like that forever. You can't base, you know, a couple weeks or a couple months or 1 year. You know, you can't mess up your rhythm for what you've been doing for so long if you've been in the industry for a long time. The opportunities don't come every day, so you got to take them as they come. One, I got to get money out of cash. I got to defer taxes, which that's a whole other episode, or I can mention it here, by using another piece of real estate to fund the down. Like, I don't know, there's a lot of things that can be talked about. I guess I can elaborate on it, but let me answer the question first. I see the volume right now. So right now, think about it, guys. Any of you guys that are going hard, you have collected more clients. People have been able to taste what you bring to the table. The service, the product, the this, the that, the everything. The relationships get built. So over time, you know, you go from having, let's say, 10 customers to having 100. I'm just throwing out numbers. You go from 10 to 100 that now have tasted what you bring to the table. We're in a downturn. The middle class is really getting crushed. You know, all of that is happening. So when things crank back up, which everyone's waiting for the next president for that to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's going to take longer, way longer than that, in my opinion, with interest rates and just how bad our currency in the U.S. has really been hit and printed. Oh, man, it's going to take a while. But I feel like 2, 3, 4 years from now you have those 100 clients that are all doing very well. You got to get ready for that. That's what I feel like you know, I tell the team all the time, like, guys, I'm excited for what the future holds, because I feel like that's going to bring like a lot of chaotic problems of having to service so many people, and we need more inventory. And 20 acres at the end of the day, guys, is nothing in all reality. It's a nice piece of property. It's a big piece. There's going to be millions of dollars in inventory. Beautiful. But it's not enough for the demand that could be, especially how this part of town is getting bought up by all the builders. So there's less people, you know, they show up with $500,000 in your face per acre. Right. And some of these people paid $20,000 an acre, $10,000 an acre 20 years ago. Right. Of course they're going to cash out. Right. So people are cashing out, homes are being built. And once a home's built, you know, no one's going to be able to buy it and bulldoze it to go do agriculture again. So it's like, all right, so I'm putting 20 more acres on the map for agriculture down here. And there's a lot of us doing it, which is great. There's a lot of, you know, people that are really putting in the funds into expanding. And I see it all over the place. And it's not just agriculture, like horticulture, but I also see it agriculture, agrotourism. I see a lot of it out here, which is great, man, because this is like the last part of Dade County that you can grow anything, that there's actually land to grow.
Exactly.
But I hope that answers your question.
Okay.
If you guys are enjoying the content that we're putting out here on the Plant Movement Podcast, make sure to subscribe and follow, giving us a 5-star review. It really goes a long way. Also, share it with someone that can benefit from this content. As always, we want to continue connecting you with people in the green industry. And make sure you get in touch if you want to jump on the podcast. Let's go.
Question.
Okay. Yeah. And let's change it up a little bit. Are there any potential challenges or risks associated with this investment? And is there a plan to mitigate it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's risk in everything. There's risk in everything. So I'll explain to you guys how the property was purchased. Just real quick, just so you guys learn some of this stuff, because I know not everyone gets to hear this business talk all the time, especially industry-based business talk. So the sign was seen. Oh, my gosh, there's an opportunity. Let me call. Boom, called. Saw how much it was. Boom, boom, boom. And it took maybe an hour to make a decision on if we should go, right? So then the decision was made to go, but the funding wasn't there. So I'll just say it, guys, for you boys that are local. The property is 90 an acre, 20 acres, 1.8. The down was $500,000. We had to give $100,000 to start the contract. But the way I wanted to do it was different, because I learned in the past that if your business has funds to go put $500,000 down on a property that now becomes part of the portfolio, you get taxed income tax on that $500,000. And then you get taxed on it that year. So the way to get around that, which I'm plugging you guys in right now, is you gotta have another asset. That's why it's so important to have another asset that's paid for, not that has equity, because you're like, you're crossing your fingers that you're going to get approved and you're not in control. So you have a paid off asset, which is what it was. And we got a personal lender to lend us $500,000 against that asset that's paid for. So now the company owes $500,000 to Johnny Bravo. Johnny Bravo gave it as a loan. And now, since that is debt that was lent to the company, all that is paid back with the cash flow that the business generates. And that is tax free. So we saved like 100 and something just off that. So I plugged you guys in on that. But that's what it is. The property is 1.8, 90,000 an acre. And to set it up is going to be, that's why the number is like 3. It's going to be like between 800 to a mil to set it up. And then we want to do a packing deck, which could be like another 100 and change. We got to set up like a little office and stuff. We're going to be right there. 3 is the number. Probably, maybe a little under, but it's right there, you know. Okay. 100 off 3 is still 3 in my book, you know, and that's without interest. But the game plan on the risk, yeah, there's always risk involved, but you have longer terms to keep the monthly mortgage payment as low as possible. That way you can float, you know, dead months or 6 months of chaos, which could happen. You know, I always say, if you're going to make an investment, pretend that your business will slow down 50%. And all that is in there. I abide by my own rules. But it's very doable. It's not something that I'm going to be scared, sleepless nights, none of that stuff. It's not like that. It gets to the point, dude, that when you have when you've done this for so long and you pay stuff off and you get something else and you buy stuff that's long-term investment, that's correct, that you can extract funds from, and you can, I don't know, it's just, it gets to a point where you're so stable that you know it's not going to happen. Could it happen? Yes. No one's invincible. But like, if you guys are starting out, for you guys starting out, I wouldn't even think about buying a property. I wouldn't even think about buying a property unless your uncle's about to pass away and he wants to give you money, and you, and then, yeah, go buy real estate with it. Great. But if you're starting from zero, I would like rent a spot. Rent for 5 years. Rent for 10 years if you have to. Because the number one thing you want to be focusing on is cash flow. You want to worry about your products. You want to worry about your services, getting known online, getting Google reviews, all of that stuff, you know, investing into media, investing into advertising. All that is where your money needs to go, not investing into an asset. Because the asset's not going to do a whole lot for you if you don't have the money to pay it. If you have a bad month, you're going to lose it. And then you lose your deposit. You lose it. You lose it all. So you want to have strong cash flow. And I would say that if you do jump into something, just to throw it out there, that you, it can't be more than 50% of what you make. Like 50% of the take home of the company, like it can't. Because if not, you're going to drown yourself.
Right.
And 50 is probably too high. I would probably say like 25. Like if you want to jump into a mortgage that's 5 G's, make sure you're making 20. Right. You know, don't make 10 and go spend 5 on a mortgage. Is your, no, negative. Because at the 50%, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would say like 20%. 20 to 25%. At the end of the day, you got to gamble. You got to be a risk taker. Like for me, I'm on a timeline, guys. I'm 35. I'm not going to be doing this for until the day I die. You know, maybe I am doing it till the day I die, but I'm on a timeline. And then the people around me are on timelines too. Like I need to create opportunities for my guys to level up, to create more opportunities for them. And I can't rely on what I currently have to be able to fund it all. So in order to grow, you have to grow. You have to be fearless. You got to put yourself against the wall, which is how I love to feel. I love to feel broke. I love to feel empty. I love to feel pinned up. And that's how I like to feel, because it fuels me. It keeps me going. You know, guys, you get to a point where you're growing. You have assets. You have cash flow. And it's real easy to be like, oh, bro, I'm the Mac Daddy. You know, and that's not what it is. You can never feel like that, because the day you feel like that, that's it. That's it. You don't want to create opportunities for no. You're not even there to create an opportunity. You're doing something else.
All right. So
yes, sir.
Let's go back into a little bit of something you mentioned earlier as well. Will the investment of this property impact the product offerings? I know you already said something about, you know, the product that you're going to be putting here and mm-hmm. how you're going to. But let's get a little deeper than that. Like, will the investment in this property impact your product offerings, distribution channels, or customer base in any way?
I think it'll just make everything better. Okay. Faster. We'll have more product in-house. We don't have to rely on anyone else. Price, I don't think is going to go up at all. I think the prices will stay the same, because the cost of everything is the same. The only thing that might go up, but that's universal, is state of Florida. Every year until 2025, minimum wage gets clicked up a buck. September, guys, just so you guys know, coming up, it'll be 13, 20, I mean, it'll be 14. Minimum right now is 13, and then 2025 September will be 15 minimum, which for me, every click at 65 employees is $150,000 a year. More than needs to get, that comes out of the profit. That doesn't come out of anything else. So in order to combat that, you do have to click up the price a little bit. Prices will go up a little bit, but I don't see it being drastic, like something that's 40 going to 60.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. The inventory you're going to keep here is majority what?
So the inventory we're going to do here is mostly big stuff. And then we will do some, we're going to do 25, 45, 65 gallon, maybe some 100 gallon containers up in the front. Just want to do stuff I've never done, like in big quantities like that before.
Okay.
And then that's what we're going to do with half of the property. The other half of the property is going to be 7s and 15 gallons. Then most of it will be to step up, but then we will have more available, so we'll probably sell half of what we're going to do, and then the other half will be for stock here.
Do you plan to engage in any partnerships or collaborations related to the development or utilization of this property?
Yeah, so aside from what we talked about already, which is doing stuff for people growing, there's a lot of opportunities. What we're going to utilize with this property that's never been done before on any of the other properties we've either purchased or set up is we're gonna be doing how-to videos on YouTube. So that's gonna be a huge opportunity for any of you guys that are listening, or anyone that you might know that wanna jump in. Like, think about it. Like, right now, we did all the grading. the grading's done at this point. We do have a lot of videos filmed. We just haven't started launching it. We're waiting for this to launch. The main lines are already being dug. 8-inch pipe, 10-inch pipe, all that's being put in right now behind us. If you're watching on YouTube, so there's gonna be a lot of, you know, potential for sponsorships and shout outs and collaborations on that aspect of setting up the property. Building everything from A to Z. So yeah, I see a lot of potential, a lot of opportunities for.
And you also mentioned that you're going to be doing some palms for a gentleman too. So
yeah, we're going to be doing palms for a gentleman, which is awesome because he has a problem. Yeah. He has triple the amount sold of what he can find, so that's a great problem to have.
So Willie, how does this investment align with your long-term business goals and vision for the wholesale company?
Okay, the wholesale company or community?
You could do both.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the goals is to never stop. Investing into real estate.
No, and you said it too. You've always dreamt of having more than 60 acres.
Well, 60 acres was the dream.
Yeah.
It was figure out, because when I was young, guys, I did a bunch of things. From selling cars, selling G-Shots, selling shoes, doing landscaping, DJing, growing plants, brokering plants. It was constant. Did a million different things to see which one would hit and grab. And that one, this grabbed, right? Growing plants is the one that grabbed. And then it will scale it to the point where it can sustain a household along with everyone that was needed to be able to operate it. And then from there was learn to live way below means so you can grow it. My main thing has always been I want to have 60 acres in Miami-Dade County, bought and paid for before I'm 65.
So now that that's accomplished, what's your new goal?
That I keep going. my new goal is see if I can reach $50 million.
Okay.
And like a net worth of 50. And it's not for me because I don't need that to live, but it's to create opportunities for those that that God's going to continue to send our way. Is it touchable? I think it is. I see it. But let's see, it's all in God's hands, man. Whatever he wants is what he wants. You know, my goal is to do whatever I'm supposed to be doing while I'm here on earth.
But this will be a good question for people who are really getting into, you know, growing their businesses and just growing in general, mm-hmm. or starting a wholesale nursery business. Mm-hmm. The question is, can you provide any insight into the projected ROI or financial outcomes you anticipate for this investment?
For this?
Yeah.
That's a good question, bro.
Dang.
Eddie knows me too well. He knows the ones I like. So this property, guys, being that it's going to cost more or less around $3 million to do it all and pay it off, it's going to be more because the interest is not calculated in there. But let's say it's 3.3, 3.5, something like that over the next 10 years, because a lot of it's upfront is interest payments. The calculation is right around 5 years. The calculation is 5 years starting when the nursery's filled. So the nursery right now is in prep. I think we're going to start planting in the next month and a half to 2 months. And then it's going to take, I want to say, it could take a whole year to fill up this property. We're not getting a loan to fill it up, which there is loans that you can get to fill up the nursery, but I don't want to do it like that. I don't want to blast it like that. Have another debt. You know, imagine a million dollar inventory, you know, note on your head on top of everything else. That's not something I want to do. So I want to do it with money that's available, money that comes in, you know, like that, like little by little. I think within a year. So let's say a year from now, it's going to be like 6 years. 6 years, more or less. This property itself will pay itself off with just the inventory. The ROI on this, it's looking to be with the math on a slow, horrible, garbage year, $500,000 profit on a great year, right around 800. So let's put that right in the middle at 650. You do 650, 3.5, let's say, with interest and a screw up here and a bomb that went off or whatever. It's going to take right around five years. And that's itself paying it off. That's not intertwining any of the other 65 acres to pay it off. And the goal is to pay it off. The goal is to pay it off ASAP, as fast as possible, because now I can go and create more opportunities to go after the number that I mentioned. Your initial investment, guys, for you guys that are starting or you guys want to grow, you already know that. Well, maybe you don't know. The investment is whatever it takes to set it up and fill it up. Once it's set up and fill up, you really only have to maintain it, which is employees, and spray and stuff like that, but that's minimal investment after you did everything else. And you won't have to invest another real penny into it. So let's say you want to get a little piece of property. It's a 2-acre piece of property. You want to fill it up. It's $50,000. That's what it's going to cost, 50 grand. So when you sell that for 100, 125, 150, you're going to have the 50 again to do it. It's not going to come out of your pocket anymore. So that's what's cool about it. And it's like that forever and ever and ever and ever as long as you maintain it. So it'll never stop. So this one property will leave between 500 to 800 for the rest of its life as long as it's being maintained. And if everything goes good. Yeah, and if everything goes good with the world. Exactly. You know, forget about the economy at this point. I feel like it's more the world.
Exactly.
But that's more or less where it's at.
That's a great answer. So we're sitting here in this 20 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, you wanted to give everybody a message.
Yeah.
And what is that message to everybody that's listening to this podcast right now?
Yeah, the message is, guys, you gotta go with what you feel. And you gotta go with what you see in life. Because I know there's a million of you guys that are listening, watching. You'll see this on social media. You'll be like, oh, this guy's crazy. I'm loco. Yeah, I'm loco. We're all loco at the end of the day. Everyone in the green industry, everyone out here spending money, investing money, we're all crazy. Because everyone tells you to stop. Everyone tells you to don't do that. No, you're crazy. Hey, save your money because it's about to go down. You're about to get deals. The guys that are awake have been getting deals for the past 5 years since COVID came. And we haven't stopped. So the reality is, who's crazy and who's not? Go with your gut. I told my neighbor the other day. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And he started his canine business, training dogs and whatnot. And it's been going incredible for him. I told him the other day, I said, dude, do you see it finished? Like your dream that you see with your warehouse, with this, with that, and the connection. Do you see that done already? He's like, bro, of course I do. I said, then that's all you need. Everything else is putting the pieces together because that's God showing you that it's going to get done. It's going to be accomplished. There's other people that need it. What you guys have in your mind to go and do, God, I feel like God is putting it there for you to go and do it. Okay? To build you up, to get you ready for what's next, because people in the world need what you are going to do. And it doesn't matter where you are. You can be broke. Like I spoke to an individual today that wants to open a garden center up north. And I told him today, I said, the hardest part is finding somebody. The hardest part out of setting up a whole garden center. The hardest part is finding someone that's loyal, that's trustworthy. That's the hardest part, to get somebody there that we can train and we can educate on what they got to do to run the spot. Because you can't be there all day. Just give it your 100% and your all. Be pinned up against the wall. Become a fearless investor when it comes to life. Invest in yourself, invest in your spouse, invest in your kids, invest in your brothers, invest in everything that you can. Because you live one life, it goes by way too fast. And the ideas that you might have in your brain, there's somebody out there that is dying to have that. It's not available. And that's what's great about being in the green industry. I see it. Do you see it? Opportunities left and right, opportunities up, opportunities down. There's no excuses out here, man. You know, and you don't need funds to go do it. I know today we talked a lot about money and this and that because that's what social media likes. And it's the reality. To make moves, you got to have money. And this move is baby. Baby. I was talking to one of my buddies the other day. His payroll's $500,000 a week. This is baby moves in reality, in the scope of things. Even though it's not, but it is. And it's a blessing to be here because if you would have told me this 20 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, I know. But let's see when it happens because it feels like it's never going to happen. But then it gets there. You just got to stay consistent. But go, guys. Believe in yourself. Pin yourself against the wall. Do soul searching. I feel like a lot of soul searching, too, has helped me get here just because there's so much doubt, man. It takes so long to actually get out of the hole, dude.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
It's true.
So
yeah. You
already know, guys.
Yep. So my message is... the sooner you start, the faster you'll get to your end goal.
Yep.
So start today or start tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the longer you wait, the longer it's going to take to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, 100%. And if you need guidance in anything green industry related, you're looking for a mentor, looking for a coach, looking for someone that can guide you just with an answer, we're right here, guys. You can go online, plantmovementnetwork.com. No, the plantmovement.com. I always forget it. Theplantmovement.com. You go there, check it out, go to coaching, right? It's coaching. Go to coaching, click on it. The first time that we can talk is free, just to get to know each other is free. Maybe the question gets answered right there and there's not really anything that needs to get coached. It's just a plug-in type thing, send you a contact, whatever it may be. But go, guys. We're here for the green industry. Green industry strong. We want you guys to thrive, whatever it may be. And we're excited for the future. You want to jump on the podcast? You want to be a part of the movement? It's free, guys. It's more, you know, I would love to spend time digging your brain and push you to do even more. And listen to what you've done to bring the green industry and level it up, bring the industry to the table. And I don't know, look what this industry is allowing us to do. Sit here in a new property. Like, you tell me if this industry is not filled with opportunity. You know?
So let's grow, baby.
Let's grow, guys. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for staying tuned into the end of this episode. And you already know, guys, if you want to be part of any of the YouTube videos that we're going to be doing here, hit us up.
Strive for improvement. Time for the blueprint. Minds to elevate, thrive, and demonstrate, planting a movement. Sow the seeds, educate the flourish, building up the team, our network with purpose. Industry is green, won't scratch the surface. Know this calling is deep, nobody gonna outwork us. Yeah, we chasing greatness, trying to give the code. Moving up with patience, foundation stone. Doing what it takes, we're here to break the mold. This for anyone who wanna level up. Let's grow.